Hi guys, I'm Tara Ostro. I'm the team nutritionist for the New York Giants, and right now I'm going to be talking about hydrating properly, how much water you need to be drinking and fluid that you need to be having during the day, and how to know if you're getting the right amount in on a daily basis. So optimal hydration is essential for top performance. It's important for endurance, reaction time, focus, memory, decision making, speed, strength, the immune system, muscle recovery, and injury prevention. So, making sure that you have the right amount of energy from the beginning of practice, the beginning of a game, to the end of practice, by the end of the fourth quarter, that you're able to focus properly during meetings and out on the field when those quick decisions are really important. So for a hydration overview, hydration majorly impacts performance. So even a 1% dehydration will decrease performance. A 2%, just to give you an idea, will decrease performance by 10%. A 3%, which is so little, can decrease performance by 30%. So your activity will feel much harder, you won't be recovering properly, and you're at major risk for injury such as, say, a hamstring pull. So hydration should start as soon as you wake up. Next to your bed in the morning, you should have 16 ounces of water. You want to make sure that you're having another 16 ounces of water, so another bottle of water, as you're driving to the training facility. So by the time you get here, you should have already had 1 liter of water. Don't wait until you feel thirsty. I know many of you heard this already, but if you feel even slightly thirsty, your body is past that point of dehydration. So drink water throughout the whole day, and around practice, around lift time, and around game time that you're having Gatorade as well as water. So you're getting in that sports drink that's going to give you electrolytes and also give you some carbohydrates. So the workload seems not as intense. So how to hydrate optimally? There's three things that you need to do to make sure that you're getting in the right amount of fluid during the day. So first off, you want to make sure that you know exactly how much on average that your body needs a day to start. So that's 0.5 to 1 ounce per pound of body weight. Basically, I want you to be aiming for 1 ounce of body weight. So you want to estimate your fluid needs. For example, whatever your weight is in terms of ounces is how much you need in terms of fluid. So if you weigh between 180 and 210 pounds, you need 5.5 to 6.5 liters of water. So what that means for these little 12-ounce bottles, that'll be 17 of them. If you weigh between 220 pounds and 250 pounds, you actually would need 6.5 to 7.5 liters of water, which is 20 of these little bottles. If you weigh between 260 and 290 pounds, you need 8 to 9 liters, which is 23 of these bottles. And then if you're weighing between 300 pounds and 330 pounds, you need 9 to 10 liters of water a day, which is actually 26 of these small bottles. So just being aware, the Gatorade does count towards the fluid too. If you're making smoothies, that does count towards that total amount that you need a day. So number two, in terms of hydrating well, you want to replenish fluid loss during exercise. So every pound that you lose during practice, during lift, during a game, you need to make sure you're getting in 20 ounces of water to replace that fluid loss due to sweat. So if you lose 1 pound, you need 20 ounces of water, for example. If you lose 2 pounds, then you need 40 ounces of water. If you lose 3 pounds during practice, during lift, you need to drink 60 ounces. If you lose 4 pounds, you need 80 ounces. If you lose 5 pounds, you need 100 ounces of water immediately after. And just to give you an idea, if you lose 6 pounds during practice, which I've had a lot of guys who lose more than that, then they need to drink 120 ounces pretty soon as they get off the field. To give you an example, 120 ounces. So if you lose 6 pounds, you need 10 of these bottles pretty soon after practice or training. So what you want to do also is focus on hydrating better during practice. Make sure that every opportunity that you get to drink some water, drink some Gatorade, that you're doing so. Number three, in terms of hydrating well, you want to monitor your urine color. So we will be checking your urine as well for something called urine-specific gravity. That's going to give us an exact reading of where your hydration is. I'll give you those values. We'll let you know where you're at, and then you can improve on your own personal numbers. You don't need to be comparing to other people. It's more just for yourself what you need to do to improve that number. But what you can do on your own is check the color of your urine throughout the day. It should be a very clear, almost lemonade color, but very, very clear. And it should be clear throughout the whole day. As soon as you wake up in the morning, it's going to be darker. And that's why it's really important to get in that water as soon as you wake up, because your body in the morning is dehydrated. So some signs of dehydration that you can be aware of, muscle cramping. I know that's a sign that most people know already. Any kind of muscle soreness, joint pain can also be a sign of dehydration. Feeling thirsty, what I was saying before, dry mouth. Oftentimes people do have dry mouth during practice and during lift. That's a sign that your body is already dehydrated, and then your performance won't be as good as it could have been. So at that point, trying to make sure that you're getting in a lot more water. Early fatigue, again, practice might feel extra hard because your body is a little bit dehydrated. Any kind of nauseousness, dizziness, or exhaustion is a sign that your body is actually at a pretty severe level of dehydration. So timing of hydration is also important. What I was saying before, that pre-practice, pre-game time, in the morning, as soon as you wake up, have a bottle of water. On your drive to training, have a bottle of water. During breakfast, have some fluid, whether it's you're making a smoothie or that you're having a little bit of Gatorade, that you're having some water in the morning. During morning meetings, that you're having, again, water. You should always be having a bottle with you at all times. And then before practice, you want to make sure that you're having about like one more size bottle about 15 minutes before. And then right before that, you're also having a Gatorade Prime. Now, during exercise, during practice, during the game, during lift, you should also be hydrating. So it's not even what you're doing before and after, but it's what you're having during. During, though, it's important that you're having a sports drink as well as water. So sports drink, G2 is fine. It's giving you some carbohydrates that it's going to delay fatigue. So you're going to actually have more energy to get you through the rest of practice, the rest of lift. It's also going to give you electrolytes, which will help retain the extra fluid, so your body ends up having more water in it that ends up being hydrating better that way as well. And then making sure to really rehydrate during halftime of a game. Hydration after practice, after a game, is really, really vital to getting yourself ready for the next day and making sure that you're healing and recovering properly. So as soon as you're done with practice, as soon as you walk off the field, as soon as you're done with lift, that you're getting a protein recovery shake. Especially after the game too, you wanna make sure that you're getting in a recovery shake. This is giving you carbohydrates, it's giving you protein, it's giving you electrolytes, it's giving you fluid, and it's giving you vitamins and minerals that are all gonna help with that rehydration. And then again, as that reminder, checking your weight. So if you know that you lost 1 pound during practice, that you're getting in, again, that 20 ounces of water pretty soon after. Just to give you a little quick reminder that when you're flying is extremely dehydrating. So you want to make sure that before you board the plane that you're having a bottle of water, on the plane that you're having multiple bottles of water, that you're staying away from, of course, soda. But besides from that, like that you're staying away from coffee, that you're really sticking with the water that's going to give you that right hydration. And then as soon as you get off the plane, that you're grabbing another bottle of water. Reminder with temperature, when it's hot and humid, you're more susceptible to heat exhaustion and cramping. So if you know that you're a cramper, or if you do end up cramping even for the first time, then you want to make sure that you talk to me about setting up a hydration plan for you. And I can recommend salt tablets, and Gator Lights to add to the Gatorade already, but to make sure that you're getting in the right amount of electrolytes to help with hydrating properly. And then in cold weather, dehydration is actually accelerated. Most people don't want to drink when it's cold out, but to remind yourself that it's really important to be staying hydrated and drinking water throughout practice and throughout lift, even when it's cold out. If you have any questions or if you want your own personal hydration plan and know exactly what you need, please talk to me and we can set up a plan together and make sure that you're getting in exactly the right amount throughout the day. And again, especially if you're a cramper, come and talk to me so we can make sure that we can prevent that from happening.